This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard about yet. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 1 of season 8, we're talking about the 3 habits that I taught myself to ditch my eating disorder for good. Okay guys, new episode and this is season 8. We're starting with a new season, some interesting stuff, and like you know, as the seasons are progressing, I'm stepping away from the generic questions that I get about eating disorders. And if you want those answers, check the first 3 or 4 seasons. But I'm going more into behavior, more about social settings, external environment, internal thoughts regarding eating disorder recovery, because these are big parts of your recovery. And then we're questioning ourselves, how much do I need to eat, or you know, is Oreo good or bad, or should it be vegan or not? And these are important questions, but all of that comes from a thought in your mind that needs some attention. So that's why this seasons and all maybe upcoming seasons as well will have more of the attention on behavior. And in this episode, I'm grabbing 3 major differences that I made for, you know, in my behavior to actually get rid of my eating disorder and basically have quite a chill life now. Of course, we all have our, I wouldn't even say struggles now, I would say healthy challenges, but at least it's not an eating disorder anymore. And these 3 changes I start implementing a few years ago, and I keep them near and dear to myself because these changes are thoughts, and these thoughts I firmly believe in that if I keep them up, I will be eating disorder free for the rest of my life and will be a healthy functioning human being. So stay and stick around here. Before we start with the 3 behaviors that changed my life, don't forget that you can always follow the podcast. You can share it with a friend. You can tell it, you know, to somebody, caretaker, caregiver. You can share it with somebody that has an eating disorder and needs that vital information. And then of course, at the end of the day, maybe for some people it sounds strange, but you can beat this bitch and get rid of your eating disorder, I promise, if you just keep investing on recovery or in recovery. Guys, that is that, and let's start this episode. So as I'm quite practical and efficient, I don't like a long ass story for a podcast. I'm just gonna jump into the 3 habits. The first habit that I did that made my life so much easier and actually took away the binge eating was having that anxious mindset. Just accepting how things are and how they are unfolding gave me so much rest and less control, what is actually a very good cure for a person with an eating disorder. Hands down, a lot of us, I can almost say 100% of us with an eating disorder, have some tendency of control or feel like they are controlled by something. And it basically always has to do something with control. For me personally, I think I became hyper efficient with, for example, the calorie counting and everything that comes with it, that I was in control of everything. And that's not per se a healthy state. Throughout time, for example, you know, starting your day and thinking I'm not going to binge today is also a form of control. Just see how it unfolds. And that is something that I've been taught throughout time. Of course, a little bit of control is needed. As a person, you still need to be functioning. But that really helped me out on making my life so much easier and enjoyable, not even eating disorder related. So, you know, how will work unfold? You know, if shit is good, it's good. If shit hits the fan, it hits the fan. Same relationship wise. Am I really specifically with a goal busy, or would I just like to see how this unfolds? Same goes with, you know, family and friends. I'm not putting a pressure on seeing my friends, and that's why I'm seeing them regularly instead of having this, you know, fixated mindset of I need to see them every 2 weeks or something, or every month. Just feel and go more into your body what feels right. And if you do that, that control tendency will go away or will become less. And I think personally, to be honest, it will become less. You will see it in certain things that, you know, what would the old you do and what would the new you do? I have had situations that I saw that I could step in, but I did deliberately didn't do that because I know that it's the old Queenie that would control and pick up the situation and be, you know, organizing and shit like that. What is in my personal opinion, more of a trauma response because of maybe an environment that couldn't do that. So that's why I'm doing it. And the same goes true in food. I'm controlling the food, thinking it will be a better outcome. Although I already know that the binging or the, you know, very low eating calories isn't something that is a better outcome. So the first one is bringing my anxiety down just to let things unfold, hallelujah, and just to go with that flow and not always be in control. I think that's a very, very good thing to do. And you will see it in every aspect of life that if you're not always in control, you can lay back, you can chill. You don't have to always be on the front of the ship and lead. And it's, you know, let other people lead and discover new things. I think one of the most beautiful things that I got from this is that throughout time, I've seen that the things that I've planned in my head, it will always go differently. And that's the funny shit, you know, the funny part of it. If I look at it yesterday, picking up my boyfriend from the airport, in the idyllic world, I would, you know, pick him up and maybe there's a 5-minute delay. But it wasn't a thing. It's a 1.5-hour delay. And if the old Queenie 10 years ago would be there, that would be maybe a problem or be anxious. And I was like, yeah, chill, can do some work, can maybe grab a coffee, talk with somebody, you know. You will get different perspectives and make life more fun and less stressful. Same goes with planning something, going with a friend there, and you have maybe certain expectations and it isn't what it is. If you have those expectations, you can maybe be disappointed. But if you go there carefree, with arms open, wondering what's going to happen, you often enjoy yourself more and have a fun time. And these things are also so important regarding food. Instead of over searching calories, what you're going to get for that dinner that is on your work, just see what happens and take it in. You know, don't set the tone for the day negative with a controlling vibe. The second one that really helped me out, and there's no certain sequence in this, they're all major important parts of behavioral changes that I made to get rid of my eating disorder, is that I really, really, really didn't care anymore what people thought of me and what I should be doing in their eyes and everything that comes with it. You could call it a part of people pleasing, and I'm happy that's gone away. I think it's very much culture related for me personally, because Indian culture is serving a lot of people, you know, making sure your mom and dad are happy, what you do with your education. And maybe I'm also a little bit more sensitive having HSP. So you want to attend to everybody and want them to like you, or at least, you know, go through one door. And throughout time, and I think this is definitely something you will learn how older you become, you will be in situations that not everybody will like you. You will see it in job vacancies. If you're going for like a conversation, you will see it with friends. You will see that, you know, you always have a Karen somewhere on your work floor that doesn't like you, and that is perfectly okay. I think I switched to the whole other side, that I really do not care what somebody thinks about me. But that is also because of the amount of suffering that I've had because of being busy with that. And every time when I weigh it out, I'm like, mwah, this is not worth it, you know. So for me personally, it was parent related. So, you know, making sure you have a good education, a high education for my Asian peeps, you know what I'm talking about, doctor, engineer, something like that. And that was something that I followed, and that's why I got into this shit. Well, if I didn't do that and just did what I love in the first place, nothing would be there. It really set the tone of fear, I think, from where I was 11 or 12 all the way up till maybe 20, until I started to care less and wasn't that fearful, you know. You can make good money being a plumber, you can make good money being somebody that's, you know, hairdresser, whatever. Your worth is not dictated by your education. So that was for me something that I really needed to learn. And again, you will always have a colleague that isn't that fond of you, and that's also perfectly fine. Fuck them, because, you know, you can make everybody happy, so start making yourself happy. And that part is something that I really needed to learn. Even nowadays in friendships, situations or in relationship, I'm also still always very wary of the fact that if I need to attend in that way that I'm losing myself, then it's not worth it. As in, I'm not going to audition for friendship, I'm not going to audition for love. If you do not see my worth, then it's your problem. And these are very hard words, but you need to have your mantra, your sentence, to keep to yourself, to keep by your starting point of your when change started, basically. So if that isn't the case, also with friendships, you know, people can change, what isn't per se a bad thing. But if you see you're drifting away, instead of being an anxious person and desperately trying to grab on that person, give that space, see how that evolves, and hopefully it, you know, it still goes and flows. It really, with friendship personally, I see for me that at the end of the day, the people that should be there in your life always will come back. And it sounds so cheesy, but it kind of goes the way it goes. Also with work, kind of goes the way it goes. So that was my very important lesson. That was the second behavior that I changed. Third thing that I taught myself, and it's kind of funny, and you would say it's kind of counter, but be less productive and less goal-oriented. And what I'm meaning with that is, I think most people, definitely, depending on what type of household you had, I could be overproductive 220%. And even till today, while I'm less productive, I'm still more productive than most people, and I just know this. So what I taught myself is that, Queen, it's so, you know, it's good to chill, it's good to relax and enjoy life. And actually, this came from a very, very corner that I wasn't expecting it. But last year, I moved in with a guy that I briefly met because we both needed a house. So we moved in an apartment. We shared that for like a year. And he actually taught me to like live a little more. And like I said, it came from a total different person that I thought I would be learning this. But, you know, I saw him and we have like this 5-year age difference. And I was like, wow, you're just living and living your best life, just vibing, right? You know, just vibing and going with this wave and just seeing where it ends. And I'm grinding here. And of course, you know, that has some financial benefits, but I'm not really in the moment. So I either was, not per se in the past, but I either was, let's say for the easiness, in the past or in the future, but I wasn't present. And he actually made me think about, you know, what is my quality of life? When am I happy? What is, you know, in 10 years, how is it going to look? Is it just me working and doing financially okay, but not having a partner, not having children, not having a pet, not having a, you know, a house that has a lot of love? Is that worth it, you know? And at the end of the day, for me personally, that isn't worth it. So what I needed to change in that, of course, at the end of the day, is your mindset and jumping back into the game of dating and stuff. I did that, believe me, I've did that for many, many years, but I went in and out. But also just riding that wave and just seeing where it takes me, and knowing that if I do not give 220%, but 110, 80, that it will also be okay. The thing is that everything that I want still will be happening. It just takes a few months more. And I'm at the end of the day, I always say to myself, and I think it really is true, we are very primal animals that have the exception that we're very smart at the same time. So to feed this very smart brain, we gave ourselves jobs, we gave ourselves so many things to do, so we get distracted by the essence of our being, and that's just being animals that eat, drink, shit, pee, reproduce, and try to survive. So for me personally, one of the changes that I needed to make was not to hyperfixate and be overproductive. And I'm saying last year, but I think this change already started some years ago. But I think he, like, if you already changed for like 70%, he was the last 30% that really took me over the edge on fully doing that. So because of meeting him and seeing his lifestyle, I am so much more in the now. And a conscious decision that I made from that was just to be less productive. I don't need to work 1500 hours a day. I, you know, have some weekends off. And that's perfectly okay. And I think a lot of people that are meeting me nowadays, they're like, okay, why are you like taking so many work hours off? The people that do not know that, do not know that I've worked for so many hours extra a year, since I already, you know, finished my education, even during that. that looks for them that I'm almost not working. But when I'm saying I'm not working that much anymore, I'm still working a good 4.5 days. I just subtracted like 2 days off of it, or 1.5 days. So for the person that is listening to this and has an eating disorder and is overproductive, your quality of life will highly change if you give less. Stay more in the moment, enjoy dinners with friends, enjoy going out, having a party, enjoy everything, and not be busy with being the overachiever or showing or presenting people that you've done this or that. I personally think that it's a part of your life, but it wouldn't be the thing that I am most proud of, to be honest, my work, although I'm doing this and also the podcast. Podcast, of course, is not paid, but I think the thing I would be most proud of personally would be having a family. And back in the day, I wouldn't understand it because I was overproductive, work. But nowadays, I cherish that so much more, on having like a warm, cozy family later on, than being this overproductive chick that already showed that she can work, basically. So these three things I would actually give you as an advice to, chill the fuck down. Either you're in high school, either you're in university, or whatever you're doing now. Maybe you're not going to school. These were my three golden rules, and still up till today, to have a better quality of life. And for the past, I think, 4 or 5 years, that has been the case because of me changing that. And I'm very, very happy that I did so. Because of that, I'm also meeting the people that are good for me and healthy, and I want to have them in my life. Hopefully also the other way around. And life just becomes more bearable. I think the word bearable is something people with eating disorder would rather prefer. I would even rather prefer it. You know, it becomes more a thing that you look forward to than something you are like, ugh, do I need to go again? So yeah, these are my tips. Hopefully you like the new upcoming season. And don't forget that you can always follow the podcast and share it with a friend. I'm going to say it for another 500 times, so we can make sure that this podcast that is already over 20,100 plays, that we can go further and you get the information you need. So that is that, and I'll see you the next time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that, and enjoy your day.